If you thought things couldn't get any worse for Boeing, well, seems like it can. Remember, Boeing's year began with one of their planes losing a door plug mid-flight.
Now the aerospace giant is facing a strike at its factories near Seattle and several of its other West Coast facilities. The union, representing more than 30,000 machinists, voted overwhelmingly to reject a tentative contract deal. It's the latest blow to the company that was already reeling, as A said, from safety and quality problems.
NPR transportation correspondent Joel Rose joins us now. Joel, so a few days ago, Boeing and union leaders were saying that they had reached a tentative agreement. What happened?
Yeah, they announced that agreement on Sunday after months of negotiations, but the union rank and file soundly rejected that deal, and it was not particularly close. 94% voted to reject the contract. 96% voted to authorize the strike. Here's what it sounded like in Union Hall, recorded by member station KUOW, when union local president John Holden announced the final tally.
Our members rejected the contract by 94.6%.
Wow, so they were all in support. Do you have any sense of why they would reject this deal so resoundingly?
For a couple of reasons. I mean, the most obvious is financial. The deal would have raised wages by 25% and lowered employees' share of healthcare costs, also boosted retirement contributions by the company. But union members say that is still not enough. They were asking for a 40% raise and also big changes to the pension system. And clearly, they think they can get a better deal out of Boeing with a strike.
So, Joel, some people listening might think, well, I mean, it doesn't sound like a bad deal. I mean, is there something else happening?
There is a lot of history and bad blood between this union and Boeing management. And I think that is the other big reason why this vote was so lopsided. I talked to Leon Grunberg, a former professor at the University of Puget Sound, who has written two books about Boeing and its workforce. Grunberg says the union gave up a lot in previous contract talks when Boeing had more leverage.
What really seems to be causing the anger and the frustration is that they were locked into a long contract with very small wage increases. They lost their guaranteed pensions. So I think that created a lot of pent-up frustration in the workforce.
Frustration that I think was very much on display in this vote last night.
Yeah, sounded like it. So where does Boeing stand on all this?
Well, before the vote, company leaders had been urging and maybe even begging the union to take this deal. Remember, the company is already grappling with a safety crisis after that door plug panel blew out of a jet in midair back in January. Boeing is struggling to rebuild trust with airlines, with regulators, with the flying public. In a statement last night, the company said, quote, the message was clear, unquote, that the tentative agreement was not acceptable to union members and that the company is ready to get back to the bargaining table. The last strike by Boeing machinists, by the way, was in 2008. It dragged on for 8 weeks, cost the company an estimated $2 billion.
Wow. NPR's Joel Rose. Thanks a lot, Joel.
You're welcome.